This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. In 1961, President Kennedy invoked my generation to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. We're fortunate to live in a free and democratic society where millions of civilians and soldiers serve their fellow citizens. Last Friday was Veterans Day, and the weekend provided the nation a special opportunity to honor and express gratitude to the millions of living military veterans and thousands of active duty men and women who have or are serving our country. In 1995, an Air Force pilot named Scott O'Grady was shot down during a flight mission over Bosnia. He was rescued by helicopter after surviving 6 days being hunted by hostile ground troops. Though given a hero's welcome, he insisted he was no hero and that he wanted no honors. In explaining his position, rejecting special recognition, he said, "It is your depth of commitment, your quality of service, the product of your devotion. These are the things that count in life. When you give purely, the honor comes in the giving, and that is honor enough. Other great men have told us of the true rewards of service." Albert Schweitzer said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." Walter Reuther, a leader of the labor movement, echoed this sentiment this way, "There is no greater calling than to serve your fellow men. There is no greater satisfaction than to have done it well." This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.